This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, this morning we're going to start off with some exciting local agriculture news. A Macoupin County Club was recently awarded a grant of over $3,000 by the National Rifle Association. Macoupin County Top Shots, a 4-H shooting program, was awarded the funding to help purchase equipment and supplies. Macoupin County Top Shots was started in 2011 and today has around 30 members. One of those members is Ethan Jones, a high school student from Warden, who's competing in a national 4-H shooting competition this summer. I interviewed Ethan about the club, his experiences with 4-H, and of course, his big event at the end of June. Ethan, could you start out by telling us a little about yourself? Where are you from and who are your parents and maybe where you go to high school?
Certainly. My name is Ethan Jones. My parents are Jeff and Tia Jones. I'm from Warden, Illinois. It's near Staunton and Bunker Hill. And I go to high school at the Father McGivney Catholic High School in Glen Carbon.
And what grade are you in this year, Ethan?
I'm a junior, and next year I will be a senior.
And I've learned that you're involved with Macoupin County 4-H, but this isn't new to you. You've been doing this for several years now.
Yes, I have. I actually was there when we first started the program back in 2011. Mark Kofsky was actually one of the people who really got this and pushed it through with the 4-H board and got a club here together in Macoupin County.
Well, that's just great, and I want to learn more about Macoupin County Top Shots. That's the name of your club. So kind of tell us what you do. I know you do some shooting, so where do you guys shoot, and is it only with firearms, or do you have archery? So tell us about it.
We meet every other week at a Brittany's Shooting Complex in Bunker Hill, Illinois. We have several categories that you can shoot from. You can shoot trap with a shotgun. You can also shoot an air rifle or a .22. And then we do offer archery.
And about how many members are in your club?
Including all of the categories, probably 30, I would say.
Okay, so sounds like quite a few people and a great group with a lot of different interests, I'm sure. Want to also talk to you about, I learned that the Top Shots Club received a grant from the NRA, and you had also mentioned that the Turkey Federation had helped you guys out a lot, too. So share with us some of the things that you've received from both of those organizations.
Well, this year we got a grant from the NRA, which basically allowed us to pay for all the clay pigeons we'd be shooting and new targets for both archery and air rifle. And the National Wild Turkey Federation has been with us from the very beginning, helping us supply with shells, targets, and just basically help us get it going.
Awesome. Well, that's definitely great for both of those groups to be supporting you. And you've actually had quite a bit of success in your participation in the Top Shots Club. I've learned that you are going to be competing in a pretty big competition this summer.
Yes, I am. I'm going to the 4-H Nationals in Nebraska, in Grand Island. We'll be going there at the end of June and beginning of July. We'll be shooting all three categories for shotgun, including trap, skeet, and sporting clays.
So how long did it take you to qualify for this, or what did you have to do to qualify to go to Nationals? I'm sure there was a lot of practicing, and how many different events did you have to compete in?
I actually only had to compete in one. In October, we had at Brittany's Shooting Park, we actually had the Illinois State Shoot. We shot 100 targets and trap, and the top four shots qualified to be able to go to Nebraska to shoot.
So you were in the top four.
Yeah, I was actually able to place second.
Well, congratulations on that achievement, and that's very exciting to be competing nationally in Nebraska. Now, I also had learned that this will actually be the first time for a team in Illinois to compete in the Nationals.
Yes, it is. I'm pretty excited to go. We should be competing against 31 or 32 other states. I know it's going to be really big, but I'm really excited for it.
Well, awesome, and we wish you the best of luck. And I will ask if anyone would be interested in joining the club. Any information you'd like to share with them, or do you know who they should talk to do that?
In order to join the club, you have to be a 4-H member. If you'd like to join, you can contact Kate Harding. She is the coordinator of the shooting of the Top Shots. So if you would like to get a hold of her, she would be the one to contact.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Ethan. Anything about 4-H or about Macoupin County Top Shots that you would like to add?
I'd just like to say I'm really impressed and grateful that we are able to do this. Being able to do all this, it teaches a lot of kids firearm safety and that guns are not toys. I really am glad that we can do this. One thing I'd like to say is that we're always looking for sponsors to continue this program. We have a lot of new kids every single year who want to continue to shoot and are passionate about it. So if we can receive any donations possible to help continue this, I'd appreciate it.
And once again, that was my conversation with Ethan Jones, a Macoupin County 4-H member from Warden. In other news this morning, the Illinois Department of Agriculture is encouraging farmers and agrochemical facilities to save their empty agrochemical containers. The department announced this week it has arranged to recycle them. Beginning at the end of July and continuing into August, sites throughout the state will collect the containers. And those containers will be recycled to make shipping pallets, fence posts, drainage tubing, plastic lumber, and several other useful products. Metal and household pesticide containers are not eligible for the recycling program, and collection sites will accept only high-density polyethylene number 2 plastic agrochemical containers that are clean and dry. Participants are responsible for rinsing them and removing all caps, labels, booklets, and foil seals. The program is a cooperative venture between the Illinois Department of Ag, Agriculture Container Recycling Council, GrowMark, the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association, Container Services Network, the Illinois Farm Bureau, and U of I Extension. And there will be collection sites in Greene, Macoupin, and Christian counties, and we'll have more information about those sites closer to the collection dates. Monsanto announced this week the company will suspend launching future soybean technologies in Argentina, as Monsanto has been unable to find any common ground with the Argentine government regarding inspections of genetically modified soybeans. Pro Farmers First Thing Today reports that Monsanto is taking steps to protect its current assets, according to company officials. Monsanto had previously asked Argentine exporters to inspect bean shipments to make sure farmers are paying royalties for use of its seed. Argentina responded with a decree that said the government must first approve any such inspections. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.